What's your name, sir?
Ben.
So I'm looking at these two guys. I'm not going to hurt you at all. In fact, this is probably going to be a compliment to you. And you guys both have no hair, right? Now, you have no hair by choice. I can tell that you've shaved your head just because you like having short hair. You actually have hair on your head. Do you? Because yours just looks bald as hell. Do you grow on the top? You don't? You do? Then why do you cut it off so much? It's curly. It's curly? Yeah. I could tell you'd probably look good with curly hair, man. There's this kid I know that has curly hair. You know, we keep in contact through the mail. You've got a nice head of hair, sir. I mean, but why do you cut it? Like, why don't you just let it go out? Too cheap to get a haircut, so you cut your own hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was your name?
Rod.
Rod and?
Ben.
Ben, Rod and Ben. Those names just go together. I don't know. It's like the one syllable. I don't know what it is, but... You guys, this is a crazy world. You know what I mean? And... You walk around and you see people every day and you think, am I ever going to see that person again? You don't know. Am I? Do I? Will I? Who knows, you know? And I was at Starbucks the other day and this girl was in front of me in line, just gorgeous, you know? And she took her pastry and her drink and then walked out of my life forever. And I went home to my roommate and I was like, you know, it's over with, you know? I'm never going to see this person again. And she's like, oh, you should just go on to Craigslist.org. There's this section called Misconnections, you know. And so I go in there, and sure enough, people are posting these misconnections. Like, hey, I saw you here. You were wearing this, and I was wearing this. And I hope you find this random posting on the World Wide Web post. And they just leave it up to fate or serendipity, which is a word that John Cusack ruined. What it means is that you are putting that out there in the world and you're hoping that that person is going to go into Craigslist.org and go into the city that you put it under and then go into Misconnections and it won't be too long after you post it so it won't be bogged down by all the other postings and, you know, they'll recognize a subject line and have an inkling to click on it and remember you from what you write in there, the description and the moment that you saw her and that she probably, hopefully saw you, you know, and then they'll respond to the email address and who knows, you know, dry humping probably. I just say that because the air is so dry here. I don't know what you guys do. This song is called Misconnections, and thank you guys for being a crowd. A very good one at that. Los Angeles grocery store. Saturday. Afternoonish. You, black girl, white shorts. Me, white guy, baby blue FUBU suit. Listen, shorty, I'm not gonna lie. First time I saw you was in the toilet paper aisle. But I followed you. I was still interested, and I followed you right over to the cold and flu section. Are you okay? Listen, I want to see you again, so if you find this, please respond to playup5000@yahoo.com.
That's a missed connection. I've missed you in the real world, so I'll connect to you via the web.
I just walked into this thing. This thing is called a spider web.
It's not a spider web. It's a world wide web. Not connected by branches.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Starbucks. Tuesday, 3 p.m. You were the girl standing in front of me in line. And now you won't forget me. I was the guy right behind you. I was wearing red spandex and a black girls kick ass t-shirt. It was a black t-shirt that said girls kick ass. I'm sorry if you got the wrong impression by that sentence. It was a general statement about women in general. Listen. You took that mocha and you walked out of that Starbucks like they don't have free cinnamon, you know? And I'm sitting there thinking, she knows it's free. I know she's seen it at the condiment counter. She's not gonna put it in there? And I respect the shit out of you for that. I followed you out to your car. Just wanted to see what you were made of, you know? First thing I saw was that bumper sticker, 0 to bitch in under 60 seconds. That's a ride that I am ready for. I want you to know that. Second thing I saw, empty baby seat in the back. I'm sorry for your loss. Or if you still have a baby, I can go 0 to stepfather right now.
That's a missed connection. I miss you in the real world, so I'll connect to you via the web.
Wait a minute, Nick, I've not seen this web thing you're talking about. I can't see it anywhere. I can't see it.
Can you see the wind? Can you see the wind? But is it still there? Is the wind still blowing? And you believe in the web. Right now you're breathing in the web. Cause you're believing in the web.
I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
Saturday night, Denver Comedy Works. My name was Rod. I was the very bald guy in the front row. Your name was Ben. You were the kind of bald guy. Listen, Ben, I want you to know, I love your hair, man. I love every hair you got on your head. And I would do the same thing if mine wasn't so effing curly. You know what I mean? But I don't want a pube head. I'm not an asshole, you know? So I gotta do this every morning. I gotta take a Bic to my face and to my head. And then my wife takes it to my back. I just want you to know that I've been watching you this whole show. I've been watching you laugh. I've been watching you cry. And I've just been thinking to myself, what the F am I doing with this girl to my right? Because every time I look at you, I think we're meant for each other. So I don't know what you're doing later, but I'm shaving your head.
That's a missed connection.
Thank you guys so much.
Nick Thune, everyone. Let him hear it.